The topics we learned about include, the Gemara will cite two sources for responding to hearing the name of Hashem with Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusay Leilam Ved. The next Mishnah describes the lots that were cast on Yom Kippur for the two Seiri Yom Kippur, and mentions that the two tablets that were used for this purpose were made out of gold by Yeshua ben Gamla. The Mishnah and the following Gemara go on to describe other innovations and enhancements to the Beis HaMikdash that were implemented by various people. Some of the key topics and concepts we will learn about include Anshei Mishmar. All the families of Kahanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, or groups, each of which served in the Beis HaMikdash for 1 week at a time, which means that each Mishmar would serve for at least 2 weeks out of the year. Every Mishmar was further divided into six Bati Avos, with each one serving on a different day of the week. On Shabbos, the Kahanim of the entire Mishmar would perform the Avodah together. Anshei Maimit. Just as the Kahanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, so to all of Klal Yisrael, Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim were divided into 24 Mamadis, who each served 1 week at a time. It was the responsibility of the Anshei Maimit to make sure that the Karbanis were sacrificed properly. The Kahanim and Levim and some Yisraelim would come to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, while the rest of the Yisraelim would mostly stay in their hometowns. It was the responsibility of those Yisraelim to daven that this week's Karbanis should be accepted by Hashem. They used to fast, read special portions of Kriyas HaTorah, and recite other special tefillos during their week of Maimit.